Well, the Army take on the Navy in the Babcock Trophy at Twickenham on Saturday, the 27th of April. I'm joined by Andy Kellett, who's the Director of Rugby for Royal Navy Rugby Union. Andy, how far back does this rivalry go?
Well, it goes back over 100 years. The first Army-Navy game was actually in the 19th century, but it's been played every year since 1907. And obviously, the Royal Air Force joined into the inter-services after they were formed in 1918.
So with that, looking back at the recent history of this competition, the Army's had the upper hand in the last few years, I believe. Winning 10 out of the last 11 clashes. Does that make it even more of a priority for you to win it this year?
Well, it certainly does. I mean, if you look back in history, the Army have predominantly won the games. We know the challenge that we face, and it's a challenge that we look forward to every year. But in recent years, you're quite right, they have been very dominant. We had a win in 2010, which was obviously fantastic for the Navy, and we're hoping to repeat that this year.
And you're talking about the involvement across the Army and the Navy, because you've mentioned before that there are five teams competing from each of the forces. So it's not just the senior game on the day, is it? There's plenty of other things going on.
There is, yes. I mean, on the actual day itself, there are three games. Both squads have a women's team, which will play in the morning nearby Twickenham at Nella Hall, and also both have a veterans team. For the other 35s, which has been going for the last 12, 15 years. So both those games will play in the morning nearby Twickenham, and then both squads and their supporters will join everybody for the main game in the afternoon. The other two teams play at different parts of the year. We also both have under 23 squads, which play before Christmas and in inter-services, Army, Navy, Air Force, and the young players there put their hand up and get pulled into the senior squad for the main event in at the end of April.
How happy are you with the preparation with your Navy team? Because you beat the RAF last week in quite a resounding manner.
The opening game in inter-services last week, we played well. Obviously, with the director of rugby and the coaching team, we're always looking to improve. But it's a really good start. The boys are very confident. We've got a tough game tomorrow night against Bath at the Rec, which always is a good marker for us, 11 days ahead of the game at Twickenham. We picked up a couple of knocks against the RAF. Unfortunately, one player broke his leg, so he's not available for selection, but the rest should be.
With the game being at Twickenham, how much does that mean to your team?
It's a jewel in the crown. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. Most of the guys in the squad wouldn't be playing for teams normally week in, week out, that would get the opportunity to play at Twickenham. And this year, I think we're on for another record crowd, and we should be nudging 70,000 people there. So 70,000 people at the home of rugby, who wouldn't want to do that as a rugby player? Fantastic.